You ready? Okay. Even though. It doesn't matter how much I tap.
Doesn't matter what I do.
What I learn.
What I give.
What I receive. I'm just not going to feel better.
I'm just not going to feel better.
I'm never going to feel better.
And it ticks me off.
Because no matter how much better I feel,
it's never enough.
It's never enough.
Everywhere I look around me,
and the truth is,
I see not enough.
I live not enough.
I think not enough.
I breathe not enough.
Not enough.
Just not enough.
Not enough money.
Not enough time.
Not enough care.
Not enough forgiveness.
Not enough peace.
Not enough food.
Not enough kindness.
Not enough understanding.
Not enough change.
Not enough good intent.
Not enough patience.
There's just not enough.
And who am I
to feel better
when there's not enough
everywhere else?
Who am I
to give myself permission
to feel better,
to feel okay
when the earth
is suffering?
All the ways I connect
to suffering
so easily.
The way I breathe it.
Think it.
Feel it.
Doesn't even have to be mine.
I don't like it.
I don't like suffering.
I don't like not enough.
And I don't know
how to step beyond it.
I don't even believe
I can feel good
for a prolonged period.
It's not allowed.
There's too much to be done
within me,
around me,
through me.
All this impatience.
I feel so impatient.
And I perceive it as anger.
And it makes perfect sense.
Because there was a time
that anger
was the highest frequency
I could reach.
And it felt so much better
than victim,
than depression,
than grief,
than apathy.
I'm still believing
at some level of my being
that in the physical experience,
I need anger
for fuel.
This impatience.
This impatience.
Is it really all mine?
Aren't we all impatient
to see the changes
we desire
for humanity,
for our planet,
for all consciousness?
Aren't we all impatient?
And wouldn't it be nice
if I could let it go
just long enough
to have a peaceful week or two
so that I know
I'm capable
of receiving,
of integrating,
of experiencing
all that I am creating.
I am not this anger.
Anger comes to me
because it's been a good fit.
I relate to anger.
I recognize anger.
I'm pretty comfortable with anger.
I have known anger
in many different levels
and many different layers.
I recognize anger.
I'm afraid
I won't recognize
peace.
Patience.
I'm afraid
I won't recognize
me
if I feel enough.
All the ways
my emotional self
is attached,
somehow attached
to the vibration
of anger. It has served me well. And I'm grateful for all anger that propelled me forward. And I'd like to invite all cellular memory to make peace with anger and go to the next level. I'm ready to experience something more, something bigger, something higher frequency than anger. I'm seeking to know a restful state of acceptance. Doesn't mean I'm done. I'd like to reassure myself that
even if I didn't get angry
for two whole months,
I would keep growing,
tapping, seeking.
I don't believe that.
If I'm not in pain,
I'm not motivated.
That used to be true.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe it is.
I'm not sure.
This belief
makes perfect sense.
Look at the human history.
Suffering.
It's all about suffering.
And anger.
From fear.
I'm playing
with all the old stuff.
And I'm thinking it's all mine.
All the ways I'm open.
To sense that frequency.
I'd really like to turn that down.
There's got to be a lot of people
playing in higher frequencies
than anger.
I want to tune into that.
I want to tune into that.
I can't do that.
I signed up to suffer.
I'm not through suffering yet.
So I'm going to tap.
Then I'm going to get mad.
And then I'm going to feel like it's not enough.
And then I get to start all over again.
This familiar pattern.
This familiar pattern.
All the ways
we're all living
repetitive patterns.
I realize
I will always live
some version
of a repetitive pattern.
And I want to accept that
and allow myself
a bigger experience.
I am not anger.
I am so much more than my anger.
I am so much more than my impatience.
This comfort zone
of defining myself
as not getting it right,
as being too negative,
I acknowledge it.
I've been taught it.
It's a habit.
It fits.
And now I want to remember.
I want to remember.
This is part of the journey.
And I want to accept the anger.
Not as happening to me,
but as I am
a giant filter
for this frequency.
And I want to see.
And I want to believe.
And I want to experience.
And I want to integrate the healing
of being a filter for anger
without acting from it.
I am not hurting anyone.
I'm not destroying anything.
I am just acutely aware
of the sensations,
the emotion,
the intensity
of anger.
All this anger.
Seeking a safe way
to be experienced,
to be acknowledged,
to be released.
Maybe I agreed
at some bizarre level
to filter it this way.
Maybe this is my anger.
And the anger of everyone
I've ever met,
I've ever witnessed,
I've ever been related to.
I don't know.
It's huge anger.
It's rage.
And I am not acting from it.
What if this is the healing?
What if all negative emotion
is truly seeking to be felt, to be acknowledged, to be validated, to be experienced, and not acted upon. What if I did agree to be this filter for all the rage in all time and generation that could not be safely experienced without creating more? And this level of anger is private. I am not spreading it. I am not perpetuating it. I want to see myself in the middle of something bigger than me. Even though I don't believe it'll ever end. I really want to let go of this particular belief system that I'm being punished, tortured, that I have to suffer because negative emotion finds me. Because I know how to resonate with negative emotion. What if this is the healing? To feel negative emotion. To intimately know suffering. Emotional suffering. And choose a path of consciousness anyway. What if it's not out to get me? What if this is a natural process of spiritual growth? And we're only today allowed to experience intense emotion with the choice to no longer create from it. We have passed down rage, fear, betrayal, hatred for countless generations. Maybe I am the healing in my family line. I want to see it differently. I want to see me differently. I want to accept anger as flowing through me to be changed, to be released, to be experienced, and not created from. I'm not creating anger. I am healing the frequency of anger. It is good. It is right. It is appropriate to be me in my unique human experience. Okay, deep breath.